Catalonia's sacked leader Carles Puigdemont and four of his former ministers have turned themselves in to the Belgian police. The Belgian prosecutors say Puigdemont and four ministers surrendered after Spain issued arrest warrants. The warrants for rebellion, sedition, misuse of public funds, disobedience and breach of trust stem from last month's secession vote in Catalonia's region. Puigdemont and four of his associates fled to Belgium after Spain's central government imposed direct rule in the autonomous region. Meanwhile, protesters demand the release of jailed Catalonian leaders who are being held on charges of sedition. Well, the protest was held in Barcelona's University Square. Many of the ralliers held up posters of incarcerated Catalan politicians and chanted slogans against Madrid. Spain moved to quash the Catalonian hopes of independence by detaining several leaders and issuing arrest warrants for others. Joining us now to discuss this further via Skype from Barcelona is a political activist and commentator, Daida Costa. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, as far as the charges of sedition and rebellion, etc., are concerned, how serious are these charges and how much of an impact will it have on the political situation within Catalonia?
Well, these charges, now it's interesting that Puigdemont is in Belgium, because now it's the justice in Belgium who will have to analyze whether it is safe to send him to Spain, which means that Belgium justice will have to evaluate Spanish justice, and without the possibility of the intervention of the Spanish state, which is everywhere here. No, so we believe that these charges of sedition, to begin with, they don't have it in Belgium, or they have it with an armed aggression, which is not the case at all. So we believe that this is an opportunity to have a broader international impact of the issue and to make sure that there's a possibility of having a more justice, and not only geopolitics, no, which are always in the side of Spain. No, so I believe it's an interesting opportunity to defend themselves from there, and from there try to take out of the jail half of Catalan government. No?
Right. Now, do you think that by going to Belgium, Carles Puigdemont is making the EU almost forcing its hand, so to speak, to play a more active role in the situation in Catalonia and its secession bid?
Yeah, of course. I think that the European Union has tried to evade the issue because, to begin with, the majority in the European Union is Partido Popular, a popular party, like in Spain, you know, and then a Socialist Party, which here in our struggle is together with the Popular Party. So we don't have any possibility through European Union politics to solve this issue. So now they will have to be forced to be there to answer to this. Way of doing politics, which is bringing politics into justice. You know? And the main issue here is that Spain still considers that unity of Spain is a superior value, something like God will or something, which it's a crime to doubt it. You know? And we have, this is Spanish nationalism. You know? We do, in Catalan nationalism, believe that these things have to be solved with voting, you know? Like in Scotland or many other places. Spain does believe that there are some things that cannot never be voted, and just by the fact of putting it into vote, like it happened in 1 October, you can be beaten by police, or you can be prosecuted, or even put into jail and suspend a self-government, which I remind that in Catalonia, it's from the 13th century that we have this self-government that now Spain has is trying to erase, as it has happened many times in history. You know? So now the Belgian justice will have to say, and inside the European Union, if this superior value of the unity of Spain, that it's a God will that will never change, not even with millions voting against, if this is justice or not, to put a government and politicians who were elected by vast majority of Catalans in jail. In fact, if they are both scenarios, it's a big turmoil for the European Union, an earthquake. If the Belgian justice brings Puigdemont to Catalonia, to Spain, and he is detained here, or if he is there in Belgium and can stay there, in both scenarios, it's a big issue. No? And also we have to understand, to finish, that the way that the other Catalan ministers have been put into jail 2 days ago has been violent, has been with harassment, with so there has been many, many irregularities in these trials. Not the judge who is judging this is not the one who is supposed to be judging this issue. She has a lot of nationalist issues in the past as well. So there's many irregularities here that we believe that the more that the Spanish government and judges are becoming more and more Frankist, let's say, or more nationalist, Spanish nationalist, mm-hmm. and intransigent in this issue, the easier it gets for Catalan government to say that this is not a fair trial, so to leave Puigdemont from Belgium to do the elections of December from there.
All right, we'll wait and see how this pans out. So that's Dida Costa, political activist and commentator, joining us via Skype from Barcelona. Mr. Costa, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.